Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So the headline in the Toronto Star, why do so many men dislike Justin Trudeau? Never mind the Prime Minister's policies, a new poll suggests many male voters simply don't like him as a person. Susan Delacourt writes in a couple of lines from the column, Justin Trudeau has now said it twice. There are Canadians, he admits, who won't believe him no matter what he says. Who are these Canadians? They're obviously not Liberal supporters. The Prime Minister says, no matter what I say, people are going to wonder if they didn't vote for me, whether or not they can trust me. They are also disproportionately men. Anyone who talked politics around a dinner table or at a gathering of friends knows this anecdotally. This Prime Minister, more so than other prime ministers or political leaders, seems to bug men in a visceral kind of way. So the Star asked Abacus Data to take a closer look into Trudeau's particular unpopularity among men to see from where it originates and what drives it. So let's follow up on that particular news story and speak with David Coletta, who's founder and CEO of Abacus Data. How are you, David?
I'm well, Roy. How you doing?
Well, I'm just fine. Always enjoy our conversations. And the last time we spoke, I had quite a few emails saying, well, he didn't say what we thought he was going to say. So that's what makes for a really good interview, I think.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being unpredictable, or at least, you know, breaking expectations is good.
Yeah. So when this polling began about Mr. Trudeau, what was your expectation? What did you think you'd be hearing?
Well, I don't think I was overly surprised by what we found, but I expected there to be quite a bit of negative feelings towards the Prime Minister, things that go beyond policy choices. I think we've seen it in action, right? Whether it's during the campaign, people, you know, out yelling at him. There's an energy and a rawness to how he rubs Canadians of all genders, particularly the wrong way. But there seems to be something unique happening among men that we wanted to capture, and so I wasn't that surprised by what we found. But I think the extent to which there is, you know, a real dislike for him among men compared to women, I think is something really interesting, and to ask ourselves why helps us perhaps understand where our country is going as we head towards an election at some point.
Well, why don't we follow up on the two questions that you asked now? Why are men seeing this prime minister as they are at the end of March of 2023? And what does this project, or what do these numbers suggest is coming our way, or is coming the Liberal Party's way, as far as the popularity of the Liberal Party is concerned?
Well, I think the first thing to say about Justin Trudeau in this survey we did was in February, but we've updated the numbers and they haven't changed since then. So these are pretty accurate in terms of where our most recent snapshot of public opinion is. And that is, over time, all Canadians have become increasingly more negative towards the Prime Minister. I mean, there hasn't been a moment in the last 7+ years that he's been the prime minister that Justin Trudeau has had as negative, as many people who say, I don't like him, either mostly negative or very negative views towards him. But there is a gender gap, and that's what we were interested in. Among men, 52% have a negative view of the prime minister, 36% say they have a very negative view, meaning you walk down the street, run into, you know, 50 men, just over 1 in 3 of them are going to probably say something pretty negative and have pretty raw emotions about the prime minister. And so we wanted to understand why. Why is there the gap, and what is different about the people who really don't like him versus those who either, you know, can say, I don't really care for him, but I don't hate him, or actually like him. And what we find is that there's some pretty clear images in their mind, right? The one that really stood out to me was when we asked them, do you think the prime minister, the Justin Trudeau is masculine, feminine, or neither? And half of those men who really don't like Justin Trudeau described him as feminine, right? Overwhelmingly, 87% described him as weak. 51% felt he was vengeful. There was a divisiveness, they thought, he brought to politics. And almost all of them, 91%, described him as a phony, as opposed to being genuine. So all of these attributes are obviously not something any political leader hopes to have, but being seen as kind of weak and I think feminine was something that really stood out. That, you know, when you look at why men may not like other male political leaders, you know, that term is not often used to describe them.
Yeah, when you're heading toward an election, when people are actually talking about an election without a date, without a specific date circled on the calendar, and they start to use words like phony, that's not a good sign for any politician who's running for office, and particularly not a good sign for a prime minister, I would think, David, because, well, the prime minister is the leader of the party you want to actually to be pulling you and pushing you toward a majority government.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's also reflective of just being in office for as long as they have, right? And we had this chart in the report I did that showed, you know, how negative sentiment towards the prime minister has increased over time. And it's been a pretty steady year-over-year increase. And that's normal, I think, for most political leaders. It's rare to find a political leader who is immune to the kind of the effects of time and making decisions on their outlook. But to your point, it's why they feel this negativity. And for many Canadians, not just men, but many Canadians, Justin Trudeau has always rubbed them the wrong way. And in particular, in the last number of years, you can probably look back 5 years and say there have been moments. His trip to India, the SNC-Lavalin controversy, the way he handled, to some, the convoy in Ottawa, and all of those kind of wrap themselves up to say, this guy appears to say one thing and then does another, or stands for one thing and then does another. And that's killer potion for political brands in any jurisdiction.
So if I were to ask you, and I will ask you, what do you think the chances are that Mr. Trudeau will form the next government, either by way of a majority government or a strong minority government? He's not going to come out very well either way, is he?
No, I think it's a very difficult environment for the Liberals and Justin Trudeau if he's their leader. And so I don't think the odds are that good of either of those outcomes. Certainly a majority government would be very difficult because basically you're going to have to find a way to convince people who for the last two federal elections chose not to vote for you for various reasons to now think you're the best choice. But why I'm not writing them out and why I wouldn't write the prime minister out is, you know, everything I'm describing about Justin Trudeau appears to be developing in views towards Mr. Poilievre among different parts of the electorate. So women, younger voters, those living in cities look at Mr. Poilievre, the conservative leader, and say, I think you're many of the same things. I'm worried about, your divisiveness, your aggressiveness. And so I think we're headed towards a campaign in which both of the primary choices for prime minister are going to be deeply unsettling and polarizing in a way to large numbers of Canadians. And so it's almost like we're going to be arguing who's worse as opposed to who's the best choice. And I don't know if that's good for our country or for politics, but early indications on how people are reacting to Mr. Poilievre suggest in a very short time since he's been leader, more people have a negative view of him than did the previous two conservative leaders at that point in their leadership. And I don't see that necessarily changing because the way he does politics is very particular and authentic to him, but sort of off-putting to so many other people.
When did you first start to realize that the dynamics were changing in Canada among voters for this prime minister?
I think there were moments along the way, right, that signaled to different voters that, you know, there was something that they didn't like about it. I think during the pandemic, there was this brief moment, as with many political leaders across the country, where people put aside perhaps their initial impressions of him and said, well, you know, maybe I can give him a chance. This is a unique crisis. But I think over time, they kind of returned. And again, I point back to there's these events throughout the last 7 years that I think we've seen an impact on people's perception. You know, that trip to India was one where we saw actually within days that numbers moved substantially. You know, questions about during the 2019 election around his use of blackface. You know, all of these kinds of events that happened over his career as prime minister have been moments. But I think today, the current context is that so many Canadians are feeling worried about their personal economic situation. They're feeling the pressure of rising interest rates and inflation, and they're feeling uncertain about the healthcare system. And I think for a number of them, they just feel the prime minister is not in touch with what they're going through. And at some point, and why this is so important in our conversation, at some point, when you look at a political leader, any leader, and say, I fundamentally don't trust you, I don't like you, you're never going to be able to listen to that person the same way again, which is why when you started our segment, you referenced Susan Delacourt's quoting the prime minister said, a lot of people aren't even listening to me anymore. I think a lot of people are not listening to the prime minister. When you're the prime minister of Canada, you can't lead people. That means you're never going to change their mind because they're not really listening to what you're saying.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.